Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And what is the one thing I am not going to talk about on the Council of Trent podcast? I'm not going to talk about how this episode was brought to you by Squarespace. No, I'm just kidding. In fact, I really don't want to have to do advertising in the midst of an episode. YouTube makes you run ads. I don't want to have to do that. So if you want to keep us that way, be sure to visit TrenthornPodcast.com to become a premium subscriber. No, what I really want to talk about today is something that's important. And it's been, I've thought about it on and off for a while now, but it was weighing on me, especially in the past week and a half, of what I should talk about here on the podcast and what I can do on the Council of Trent podcast to do the most good, to build up the kingdom, and to help lead more people to Jesus Christ. Because ultimately, that's what I want to do on this podcast. Everything that I do in my life, but especially, and I'm blessed to be able to do this for my job, I get to lead people to Jesus Christ as a part of my job. Like, I am just so stoked. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I am so grateful and humbled that I get to make this a part of my work. And I want to glorify God when I do that in everything that I do. And he's blessed me with a job where I'm able to do that, that provides for me, it provides for my family, and it reaches many, many people. I had an interesting incident on social media just a few days ago. Someone said, I'm thinking of becoming Catholic. And so I see these every now and then on social media. So I wrote under it, hey, I'll send you a free copy of one of my books if that will help you. And then they wrote back, oh, thanks, but I already read your books. That's what helped me to consider becoming Catholic. I'm going to be at the Houston Capturing Christianity Conference. Will you sign the books there? And I said, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. So to have that reach, to be able to help people come to know God, to know forgiveness of sins, to know eternal life, I'm so grateful, and it's humbling, and it's like a tremendous weight sometimes. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. By the way, Uncle Ben didn't say that in the comics. You might know that's a Spider-Man reference. With great power comes great responsibility was not originally Uncle Ben. Rather, it was at the end of the original Spider-Man issue where it talks about Uncle Ben having been killed and Peter didn't do the right thing. And in the panel, the narrator says, with great power comes great responsibility. So Uncle Ben didn't say it originally, but it's true. And so I want to use the platform that I have in a responsible way. And that includes what I will talk about and what I won't talk about. And so I've been thinking about this on and off for quite a while. I'm still trying to get a hang of the podcast. You know, it's been 3 years to figure out how I do this. I was especially thinking about this in the past week. And so the thing I don't want to talk about here on the podcast is what I would call church conflict. And what motivated me to bring this up was the motu proprio that Pope Francis released, Traditionis Custodes, that deals with the restriction on where the traditional Latin Mass can be said. And so when that motu proprio came out, I read it and I read other commentary that people had on it. I had, and I still have, strong opinions about it. And I have opinions about the motu proprio that a lot of people who, I mean, I don't go to the traditional Latin Mass, but I have an affection for it. It's a beautiful liturgy. I have opinions about the motu proprio that people who attend the traditional Latin Mass would say, yeah, all right. And then I have opinions about the motu proprio that would make that same group say, Trent, what the heck are you talking about? You know, it's an important subject. I originally thought about calling these kinds of things church drama, but drama has a connotation of being trivial, right? We think about things, we say, oh, don't be so dramatic, or oh, that group has a lot of drama involved. And of course, dramatics is about performing something that is not real. And so to say that people have drama about something, like I said, it has a connotation that what they're concerned about is not really real. They're putting on an emotional show. And so it's interesting, I thought about calling it church drama that I didn't want to talk about, but that makes light of the fact that some of the things that we have conflict in within the church, you know, I might also call it in-house disputes, might be another way that I would talk about it, where, you know, as Catholics, we agree about all the essential things in our faith. At least hopefully we do. There's always going to be people on the far extremes that are on the edge getting ready to jump off the Catholic boat. We want to make sure that they don't do that. But there are things that we disagree about. And sometimes, even though they're not essentials, they are matters of great importance. And so we can have healthy and important and vigorous disagreement about those issues. So take, for example, the motu proprio. A lot of people after it came out, lots of people are emailing me and messaging me saying, Trent, can you talk about this? Can you talk about it? Can you talk about it? And at first I thought, maybe I should talk about it. But then I thought, well, what would I talk about? And whenever I think about what I do talk about here on the podcast, whatever I have to keep it within the broader mission. What is my goal? What is my goal specifically here within this podcast, within this YouTube channel? My goal is to lead people to Jesus Christ, always. That's the overarching goal, and to salvation in his church. But for me, there are particular niches, but particular areas that I want to address that other people are not doing. The biggest thing that I want to do is point out when other people are saying the Catholic Church is wrong, and then I want to say, well, no, they're wrong, and here's why, and I want to do it in a charitable way. If I have a Catholic listener to this episode, to this podcast, this YouTube channel, I want to equip them to have charitable conversations with their non-Catholic friends and family members, or their fallen away Catholic friends and family members. If a non-Catholic or a non-Christian watches my channel, and there are many that do, I want to lovingly challenge them in a charitable way by addressing these arguments that are made against the Catholic faith. That is what I want to focus on. And so in doing that, I have to be very careful about falling into the temptation of thinking, wow, I have this many downloads, or I have this many subscribers. I've got a lot of people listening to me. Maybe I should talk about a bunch of things because I have an audience. And if you do that, you dilute what makes you effective. You know, it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant that has 100 things on the menu. I never feel like the food is very good. Think about a restaurant that has 100 things on the menu. Well, think about like McDonald's when they used to have like 50 things on the menu and In-N-Out, and they have like 9 things on the menu, right? Basically 9. It's like burgers, fries, shakes. That was like the way McDonald's was when it first started back in the 50s and the 60s. And so who does it better? Well, the restaurant that has 100 different things on the menu, it's not going to be able to do each of those things. It's not going to be able to do them justice. It's too broad. The In-N-Out. So what makes In-N-Out awesome is that, well, we know what we do, burgers, fries, and shakes, and we do it really well. When it comes to being a Catholic media individual, having a podcast, having a YouTube channel, I don't want to be McDonald's. I want to be In-N-Out or Shake Shack or Freddy's or... Here, I'll say something, if I say something controversial, people, I get sucked up in the controversy, and then that takes me away from doing the apologetics I really want to do. Like, I could say something controversial, like, I think Freddy's steak burgers are better than In-N-Out and Shake Shack, frankly. I think the Freddy's steak burgers are far better. Now, that could ignite a civil war among the fast food aficionados, but at the end of the day, I don't care. But let's go back to the traditional Latin Mass and the motu proprio. There are legitimate causes of concern and opinions that are raised. But if I were to talk about the motu proprio, what would be the point? It would not be to say, oh, here's this person saying Catholic teaching is false. That's not what is at issue here. What is at issue? I feel like when people want me to talk about it, also there's a lot of people who would say, Trent, talk about it. I don't know what happened. That's a totally fair point. But for that, there are a ton of media outlets and news outlets who have addressed the motu proprio and just have done a factual rundown on it. National Catholic Register, The Pillar that J.D. Flynn works at now, they have great write-ups on it that just say, here is what happened in the motu proprio. But I feel like a lot of people don't want me, when they say, Trent, could you talk about Pope Francis's restrictions on the traditional Latin Mass? They don't want just a straight rundown of it, of what happened. I think a lot of them want me to voice my opinion. You know, do I think that what the Pope did was a good idea or a bad idea? And that's an area I don't want to tread in when it comes to this podcast. And it's not just the Pope. What do I think about Bishop so-and-so did this? Bishop so-and-so did that. What do I think about this intramural dispute or this scandal that is going on. In order to do things well, remember, I want to be in and out, not McDonald's. My primary goal is to find errors, find people who are attempting to falsify the Catholic faith and show why they're wrong. I want to focus in on that. And here's the thing, I have in the past, I'm not saying I'm perfect at this either. In the past, I have strolled into areas that's more about opining or commenting. And I get kind of sucked into things that takes away my time from other stuff where I, Trent Horn, can reap very productive, good, and unique fruit. I love doing the rebuttal videos here on the channel. Thank you guys, by the way, for supporting us. Your support is making it possible for me to now do... I used to only do rebuttals once every 3 months. And people are always like, when are you going to do a new rebuttal? When are you going to do a new rebuttal? And I always say, I wish I could do them all the time. And now I'm doing them nearly once a week now. Knock on wood, not superstitious. That's bad. It's against Catholic teaching. But to pray that I can do a lot more of that because there's just not a lot of people who do. I've seen a few rebuttal videos out there, but there's so much error, so much. And frankly, I don't need to do Catholic commentary on current events in the church or church conflict. You could also call it intra-church disputes. I don't need to do that because there's lots of people who do. There are podcasters, YouTubers, there are people who talk about those issues and offer their perspectives. So am I really helping anything by jumping in and offering my opinion amidst all of their opinions? Well, no, all I'm going to get is a group of people who are like, yeah, Trent's totally on it. And then people who might normally listen to me to say, Trent's being an idiot. And that could happen. I ask my wife. I'm an idiot not too infrequently as husbands might be. Not saying that's unique to husbands. Within marriage, you both perfect each other. The husband shows the wife, hey, maybe this isn't a bright idea. And then to reciprocate, the wife offers the same thing for the husband. So point is, I'm not perfect. So even when it comes to this, I have dabbled in this in the past when I probably should not have. And to me, going forward into the future, it's always going to be a prudential judgment as to what should I talk about? Because it's not black and white. There's kind of a fuzzy boundary between I want to rebut people who are trying to disprove the Catholic faith and talking about church conflict and things that Catholics are disagreeing about. There's not a strict divider between that. It gets fuzzy. So I'll give you two examples. I did two videos, one on the six tactics of pro-choice Catholic politicians and the slippery tactics of Father James Martin. And Father Martin and pro-choice Catholic politicians, I think that could easily fall in the church conflict territory. But my goal in those videos was to refute arguments against the faith, like when pro-choice Catholics say a Catholic can support legal abortion. That's false. With Father Martin, though, I'm trying to show that what the ambiguous things that he says easily lead people to embracing falsehoods about the Catholic faith. And so I felt the need to address that. And I still felt that it was worthwhile. But I'm not going to go out there and report every time I think that a bishop or even the Pope has said something that is imprudent. That could be a full-time job. It's not a job that I want. It's a job that other people have and that they're doing. It doesn't mean I'm never going to talk about it, though. Like I talked about when the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith said that the church cannot bless same-sex unions. It's kind of within the church, there's kind of conflict over that. But it goes more, I was focusing on defending the core teaching about the conjugal nature of marriage and the need to not prevent scandal and other things like this. So my point is that going forward here on the podcast, and I have some episodes, and that doesn't mean I'm always going to do rebuttals or responses. I'll have fun interviews. I got a great interview on pro-life activism that's coming up this week. So, there's a lot of things. It's not strictly rebutting falsehoods. But as we go forward, I want to increase my share of doing rebuttals, of defending what the church teaches, of showing examples of people who are using arguments against the faith and how to rebut that, because that's something I love doing the most. Two, I think it reaps a very positive benefit. And three, there's not a lot of people doing that. So I need to focus on that. But it doesn't mean, like I said, it's not the only thing I'm going to do. Just because I don't want to dwell on church conflict doesn't mean I'm only going to do straight apologetics. I'm still going to do Free For All Fridays because Free For All Friday is fun. I don't get dragged into a contentious debate, usually. And Free For All Friday serves a pre-evangelization purpose. Some people discover the podcast by listening to a Free For All Friday episode on some random topic. They're not very religious, but they like that Free For All Friday. And then they start listening to the other episodes or watching the other episodes. And that's a way to lead them in. And it's just a way for us to decompress as well and just to have more energy to go out and do apologetics, do evangelization. There's still some social issues that will be gray lines for me. Like, for example, I am a big promoter of free markets. I think they're very beneficial because I care a lot about promoting Jesus's teachings to feed the poor and care for the poor and feed the hungry. I think free markets do that very well. There's a lot of Catholics who really vigorously disagree with me on markets and capitalism. But that is something I feel called to address, not all the time. I mean, I don't talk about free markets all the time here on the podcast. I talk about socialism more than free markets because there the church teaches socialism is wrong and I want to rebut arguments for socialism. So it fits within the purview. But I'll also talk about free markets because I want to carry out the church's teaching its social doctrine. I think that this is a misunderstood area. But it's not one I'm going to go on and on and on about. This isn't going to become an economics podcast or something like that. So let's bring it all back together. What is Trent not going to talk about? I'm not going to talk about church conflict, intra-church disputes. These would be things where, as Catholics, we can say it's not about dissenting from church teaching. What it's about is we disagree over a prudential judgment, over whether something this bishop did, this Catholic organization did, the Pope did, whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. Odds are I'm probably going to leave that to other people. Not always. Maybe I will discern a certain issue. I got to say something. But I just want you to know I'm not going to weigh in on that. And the reason for that is that I have a finite amount of resources. And there seems to be almost an infinite number of objections and enemies and critics of the faith who are leading people away from Jesus Christ. You log on the internet and you've got people defending atheism, non-Christian religions, Protestantism, Eastern Orthodoxy, defending LGBT ideology. And it's sad to me if people are taken in by these errors. I want to devote my intellectual firepower and my will to, and asking for God's grace to help me to be able to combat that. That's what I want to do. And I want to focus on. And guess what? You help me. Thank you so much for watching these videos and episodes, for sharing them with people, when you leave reviews, when you pray for us. I need prayers. It's hard. No, those prayers, they really do help. And then financially supporting us so we can increase the content and get to more people. And I also appreciate the feedback. So if you are, you know, people leave comments on my YouTube channel, I leave them open for comments. So far, they have not been overrun by bad people. I know some YouTube comment areas are bad. We got great people there. And at trenthornpodcast.com in our premium community, I spend a lot of time dialoguing with our supporters there. And I like getting feedback. So I'd love to hear your feedback from my decision. Do you agree with that? Now, as I said, it's not an absolute ban. If there is something important going on in the church, I might discern I need to say something. But if it's just a matter of contention where there's reasonable disagreement or it's just a scandal that's exciting to talk about because it's scandalous, I don't think it's a good use of my time. For me, I want to focus on the unique thing I'm doing to refute error and lead people to our Savior Jesus Christ. I want to do that so much, and I'm grateful for all the support and prayers you guys have offered to make that possible. So yeah, give me some feedback. I hope you guys agree. And maybe you have some constructive criticism to help me to accomplish my mission to, as 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be ready to give a reason for the hope within, but to do so with gentleness and with reverence. That's what I want to do. So thank you guys. And I hope that you have a very blessed day.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.